Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord. This is Charlene. Welcome to Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion podcast. If it's your first time coming to this podcast, welcome. We are very glad to have you here. If you are returning to this podcast, you've been here before, welcome back. You are wise. So glad you decided to return. Just to tell you a little bit about what we believe here, just to give you a bit of information, we believe here in God. We believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And just to tell you what you can expect whenever you come to this podcast, you can always expect a word of encouragement, because we believe that everyone will need a word of encouragement at some point in their life. And that's what you can expect to get whenever you come here. And what we expect from you is that you share knowledge of the podcast. Let someone know that we're here. Yes, tell them what you got from the podcast and help them find the podcast. And if you want to communicate with us, if you want to share something with us, we have an email address. It is gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Again, that's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. If you have something that you believe you should share with us that would improve the quality of our life, because we're about living the best possible quality of life that we can, we want to hear from you. Or if you have something that you don't want to agree with and you just want to express your opinion and be heard, we want to hear from you. Whenever we hear from you, it encourages us, and we need to be encouraged as well. Now, as I was stating before, we believe in God here. We understand that everyone doesn't. That's their free will of choice. And if you can just press past this salutation, I believe that you will receive a blessing. I'm so excited about this time in my life. I just experienced another year. I'm walking through my seventh decade, looking into my eighth decade, and I'm all excited about it. And as I said, if you look on the date, at the date of this podcast, you'll have an idea. Within the last couple of days, I achieved another natural year, and I'm very excited about that. And I know many people are asking, as many people did ask me, what did I plan to do to celebrate that additional year of achievement? Well, before I get started, just let me say this. In believing in God, everything I do here or everything that I share with you here is based on the written word of God. There's a tool that I use called BibleGateway.com. I use that tool pretty much every day because it is written in the Bible, and you won't find me giving you a lot of scriptures here because I do a radio broadcast also. And if you check the name on the podcast, just Charlene Brownlow, Let Go, Let God. If you Google that, you'll find out more about it. And I give all of the scriptures that I use for the radio broadcast. But the word of God is helpful to me, because you heard me say that I just achieved another natural year. I'm walking through my seventh decade, looking into my eighth decade. So that means I've been around a while. I have learned what works for me and what doesn't. Yet I'm still learning. I'm still learning. I learn on a daily basis. I found in the word of God where it said that God's word is life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. Now, I know it's been revealed to me in the word of God that I can live a very long time. And I base it on what God says, because I believe God's word to be truth. He said in his word, it's impossible for him to lie. He said in his word that his word is immutable. No one can reverse it. and he's my confidence and everything. So every time I come to you to share, I ask God, what does he want me to share with you? And I believe that he wants me to share this week about his all-sufficient grace. But just let me tell you a little more about this weekend. I'm making this particular segment of the podcast late in the day. And if you check the podcast library, you'll find other segments because I can't explain everything, you know, in just one segment. I try to keep it to around 20 minutes. But if you go to the library, you'll see various topics and just pick the ones that, you know, you have an interest in. Read the description and listen to them. But grace is what I need because as I get more mature, as you heard me say, I'm walking through my seventh decade. You know, a decade is 10 years. So I've been around a while. I've seen some things going on. I can look now and see the things that are going on in the world that I live in the environment around me. And I understand that, you know, we don't all think the same way. We don't have to. We have free will of choice. We're allowed to decide how we want to think. But I've learned that if I believe God like I say I do and his word to be true, there's a lot of promises that he's made to me. One is about his all-sufficient grace. Grace, it's his ample supply to me. His inexhaustible supply to me. It's exceeding. It is. Whenever I come to a situation that I don't understand, when I need clarity, according to his word, I can judge him faithful. He said in a place in his word that his grace is sufficient, that his strength, God's strength, was made perfect in weakness. The previous podcast was he's the possessor of life. And I know that. And I want to live the highest quality of life that I can. He has told me in other places in his word that he only intends peace and good for me, not evil. So since I know that, I know what his original intention is. He said there was only one thing that was necessary for me to receive and to be able to live a productive life of favor, wholeness, health, wealth, well-being. That was to accept his provision. That's why you heard me say in the very beginning, I believe here in the death, the burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that he manifested himself here in the earth realm in flesh like me. He was fully God and fully man, but he divested himself of his divine ability because he wanted to be able to relate to us, to me, to you. So he divested himself of his divine ability so that he could suffer and experience everything that you and I suffer, go through, live through, and experience so that he could relate to us because he loves us and he doesn't want us to suffer. So he came and suffered for us. He died on the cross, paid the sin debt, because anytime mankind rebelled against what God said, and you'd have to really study the Bible to really understand that, and then you'd have to understand the Bible to understand what the provision was that he made to satisfy his wrath, because if you're the parent, just think about your own children. You birth them, and if they just totally disrespect you and will not consider what you're saying and rebel against you, you're going to be angry, you know. And the loving God that we have, he was angry. But the fact is, he didn't just take his wrath out on us. Our decisions do have consequences, but this is what I want to explain and help you better understand today. We have the gift of his all-sufficient grace. We have the truth of his word. We can rest confidently in the fact that God knows us. He knows where we are. We live in his presence. Wherever we are, he is. He said if we acknowledge him and receive him, accept him, we invite him into our life, he will come in. We have to agree. He won't just violate our free will. If you don't want to acknowledge God, you don't have to. You just won't be able to experience all the good benefits that have been set aside for you. And you still may do okay, yet when you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, there's a comfort and a protection there. His all-sufficient grace is totally sufficient to provide you with a provision of divine ability. Divine ability. You don't have to earn it. You can't merit it. It's undeserved until you receive him and invite him in. But it's a promise of divine assistance. And I tell you, the more mature I get, and if you notice the name on the podcast says, Grace Multiplied, a Mature Persuasion. Grace Multiplied, that's because you have to understand what grace is, how to receive it, how to allow it in your life, and know what the product points and benefits are. He said, his grace is all sufficient. It's sufficient. Being sufficient, it totally covers any situation that we might live through in our environment, and it's for today, for now. In every situation that you find yourself in that moment, grace, that all-sufficient grace, is available for that moment to help you live through. It's a provision, a qualified provision, to help you be competent in that particular moment, to help you be adequately qualified to succeed. Your success is in your ability to totally rely on the all-sufficient grace, the provision of divine assistance that God allows. It's virtue coming from God. It's inexhaustible. It's favor. He lets us know in another place in his word that his favor encompasses us as with a shield, meaning that we have his approval. We're privileged because we're manifested as the sons of God. And if you go to the library of this podcast, search the library, look at all of the titles, read the description, listen to the ones that reach out and speak out to you, you'll understand more about what I'm talking about. We have new mercy every day. I don't care what you've done in the past. There's nothing that you've done that God doesn't already know about. There's nothing that you've done that his all-sufficient grace will not totally give you mercy and forgiveness for. His death on the cross was, when you receive it, to provide forgiveness for all of your sin, everything that you do wrong, past, present, and future. Because before he went to the cross, that was way before you or I, if you're listening to me now, it was before you or I even came into this realm. When you look back at it, it's over 2,000 years ago. I know no one listening to me in this realm now is 2,000 years old. So there's been provision set aside. And I'm learning because I am walking through my 7th decade, looking into my 8th decade. I learn something new every day. I've come to realize that as I live longer and longer, change is constant. I need to know what I can put my confidence in if I'm going to have the peace and the joy that was God's original intention for my life. So I put my confidence in his word. I read his word. Hence, that's why I suggest that you read the Bible for yourself. That is why I provided a tool that I use, thebiblegateway.com. If you go to that website, you're going to find various translations of the Bible, easy to read versions, different versions. Just pick the one that speaks out or reaches out to you. that you believe would be you'd be able to read, comprehend. And then they have some, they have an audible section now. In the audible section, some of them, those translations, they will read to you. So the provision is made. He has all sufficient grace that he provides us with on a daily basis. He knows our thoughts. He knows every thought that's in our head. He knows every word before it comes out of our mouth. He knows what we live through. He's told us when we will receive his word, he said, acknowledge him in all of our ways. That means every way, everything. When you're dealing with everybody, in every situation, he said, acknowledge him. And he will direct your paths. He'll show you the best way to take, how to handle that the best way. His all-sufficient grace is forever available. It's inexhaustible. His mercy is new daily, every day. Yet, the grace is for now, today. When we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we then live in a risen Christ. There's so many benefits that have been set aside for us. Blessings every day, new blessings, new benefit. He loads us with benefits on a daily basis. We begin to learn how to look for them, how to recognize them, how to cry out to him, how to cast. He said, cast every care on him. He doesn't want us to worry about anything. It is obedient to cast your care on the Lord. It is submitting to him when you acknowledge him, when you think on him. If you just think on him, the Lord Jesus Christ, he automatically sees your faith in that instant. He sees your faith and he will answer because he promised in his word that he would. And I am a witness. I am a witness of how he's blessed me. Every time I get ready to prepare to do another episode, I recognize that it's he that is doing the work through me. He is reaching out to you who's listening to me through me. And then at times I go back and listen to this word myself because I need to hear it as well as you. It is first to whomever the preacher is. Someone coming before you speaking as the oracle of God, first to them, I hear it first. And I get to go back and listen and I see what he said. And a lot of times it's to comfort me because sometimes I wonder how I'm able to do the things I'm able to do. I'm experiencing now a brand new year. I'm looking forward to it. In the area of the world, the climate that I live in, we're preparing for winter. And I've already got my instruction as to how to ride out this winter because I know, just like I know my name is Charlene, this winter's going to pass, spring will be here, then it'll be summer again. So I'm just preparing. I'm preparing. I'm doing what people would call hunkering down. I'm hunkering down with Jesus. I'm focusing, setting my face like a flint, learning more and more about his all-sufficient grace, knowing that he totally will supply every need, the whole need I have, as much as possible, the sum of all my need. He will supply it, anything, whatever it is. He will supply it to its full. He pays full attention. He wholly covers everything for me. He does. In every situation, totally. I know that. He allows me the capacity to function, to respond like I should. And the grace that he's provided me with is inexhaustible. There's plenty of it. He doesn't have to take away from someone else to supply me. I know there is more than enough to go around. So I can relax in him. I can be totally comfortable in him. I know that. And I go to God whenever I need because he already knows. I've learned how to face issues, tough issues, how to look right at it. I know and I ask God, what's the plan, Lord? What's the plan? What do I do? And then his grace helps me to deal with it right now in my time of need. So forgive yourself when you're going and living through situations. Forgive yourself quickly. Keep going. Shake it off. Keep going. Let go of it. Stop looking at it from how you see it. Let it go. And if you need, just go out and help somebody else. Do something for somebody else. That way you can take your mind off you. Well, hope I've said something that will bless you. Remember, His grace is all sufficient. For our whole life, He wants us to have peace all the time. Bring whatever it is to the Lord and ask Him, Lord, what is the plan? Hope to hear from you soon. God bless. Amen.